Blog Talk Radio.
But I'm ready for the battle and I'm ready to win. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Yes. You're raging war. Taking everything back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's been a minute since I have been before you. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It is October the 28th. We are looking, we are on the verge of a new month. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly, we honor and we thank our co-hosts, none other than Evangelist Terry Rogers, who have been giving us some outstanding lessons on this month. Praise God. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today. We want to get into it. You know, we do our announcements. But I might just wait to do our announcements in the evening as we to everyone in Radio Land, certainly we decree a blessing for the new year that's coming. We thank you for listening to this talk show. If you're blessed, give us a shout out, give us a text. You know my number, you know my email address, but I give you my text. It is 309-750-7584 to those of you that don't have it. If you did not, if you're not able to listen to this lesson. Certainly, there is a recording, and you can listen later. We are on at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, but you can listen at a later time. You can listen anytime. Certainly, you can click on the link that I send out in my text, and there is a link for those of you that want this link. It is http://tobtr.com/s/121-61610. And certainly, those of you that call in, you can also hit this link live as I am on the radio. Praise God. Well, let's get into the lesson. As we continue to move out of the fall into the winter, we need to maintain spiritual vigilance. We are on the horizon of Halloween, and even though we would like to take our kids or our children out to tricks and treats, some, of course, we must remember that this is also the most satanic day of the year, which as believers, we don't put on costumes or do the trick or treat thing. We don't participate in Halloween because of the evilness and the wickedness associated with it. We have a word today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to create peace, to greater hope, closer to Jesus as we prepare for the upcoming holidays and New Year. The theme of this month of October have been shifting from the fall. Holidays are coming. And this last lesson in this month is Let's Praise the Lord. Shout out. Our text is coming from Psalms 1. Praise God. 146, hallelujah, 146, and it reads, praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes nor in the Son of Man, on whom there is no hope. His breath goes forth. He returneth to his earth. In the very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which exalteth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the ways of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even God, O Zion. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise the Lord. Now, I want to do some definitions, of course. When we look at praise is defined as the act of expressing approval or adoration, the offering of grateful homage in words or song as an act of worship. The state of being approved or admired. The king lived in praises for many years, as an example, and then shouted out. Now, praise God, shouted out. Shouted out means, and I got shouted, it's informal. It's a message of congratulations, support, or appreciation.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, what does, and I did a slang, what, you know, I shouted out, praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. And you know, shout out, you know, we do that. Hey, I'm going to give you a shout out, which is a slang that expresses hello, expression again of thanks and gratitude. You know, when we get on Facebook, it talks about giving a person a shout out. You know, I'm going to give you a shout out. I want to give you a shout out for what you did. You can see that when you get to the award ceremonies. People get up and get their awards and they give shout outs. But I want to talk about also, I want to define worship. Worship, you know, worship is an attitude and an act. It is homage. It is praise. It's offering up the ability of expression of how you feel. Uh-huh. So when we look at the lesson today, we finally, when the final record has been revealed, humanity may discover that it failed in rendering appreciation to God for the simple but most important aspect of our living. The birds of the air skillfully and harmoniously rendered their rejoicing in the Lord. Early every morning in concert, other living creatures begin echoing their praise for another day, even within the oceans, rivers, and lakes. The aquatic creatures splash around, indicating their joy positions in the joyful position in life with like-mindedness. Humanity should embrace every day with the same intent to celebrate God just for the gift of another day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Trees illuminate their appreciation for proper planting by the various shades of green within their leaves. And, of course, we have got beautiful colors as the trees understand the changing of the weather. As the trees begin to turn from green, red, orange, and begin to fall off to prepare for the winter. As a symbol of gratitude, they point upward to a living God. The psalmist pulls us to a place where there should be no reservations or in our transmission of praise to God, whether it be for life, salvation, grace, provision, justice, mercy, peace. As children of God, let us foster an appreciation for praise, fortifying our purpose in praise, to find something within to praise. God's sovereignty alone is a reason enough to just want to celebrate his goodness or to praise, hallelujah, him for what he has done, to give him a shout out. The purpose of the Psalms primarily are devotionals, and they were written to be sung. Worship is the key, is the central point here. Other parts of the Bible represent God speaking to men, but here men are speaking to God. Mm-hmm. There are some terms in the Psalms like blessed, held in reverence, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, and we know Jehovah Jireh, Elohim, mm-hmm. Hey man, the expression of faith, heartly approval, mm-hmm. Selah, which is found in the poetic books of the Old Testament and 71 Psalms, meaning to lift up, exalt. But primarily stop and listen. Mm-hmm. The book of Psalms have five books, perhaps to imitate that of the Pentateuch, which they have overarching theme, creation, the nation of Israel, God's holiness, the sovereignty of God's kinship over all nations, and thank you and thanksgiving and praise. There have been many of writers, but we understand David to be the writer of most of the Psalms. 73 have been ascribed to him. But there have been others in the Psalms to really lift up and to glorify the Lord. The Psalms on this morning are lessons from the fifth book. They are subcategoried called the Hallelujah Psalms. They range from 146 through 150 and begin and end with the Hebrew word hallelujah, meaning praise the Lord. The songs they are songs of joyful praise are lifting up in conclusion to connect, to express our any human condition, including deep feelings of praise. A call to praise, if you will. The call to praise is an invitation to carefully or creatively boast, showcase, commend, rave, celebrate the Creator, who also is the one who gives victory to his people. Do you have victory on this morning? This celebration is to be embodied through singing, dancing, the use of musical instruments, and the creative act of composing new musical masterpieces. Praise to God lifts up his triumphant ability to deliver, restore, and to deliver his people from adversity. From such freaks, not only any song would do, but a new song need to be created. This Psalms we are talking about begins and ends with the praise the Lord, or hallelujah. It is interesting that hallelujah first occurs in Psalms 105:3:35, and it occurs 23 times in the Psalms thereafter. No Psalms that is labeled as a David Psalm contains hallelujah. In the Psalms we see a praise to the Lord. He tells us whom to trust by indicating whom also we are to also bless the Lord. Let's get into this, shall we? Oh, praise God. Blessings always to praise to him. When we look at the opening psalm, it's plural. It's giving praise and magnifying to the Lord. And I just want to go back and read another psalms also. I want to read Psalms 146 as well. It reads, just give me a little time, praise the Lord. It reads, well, praise God, hallelujah, I already read 146. Bear with me. So when we look at Psalms 146 and we deal with the verses 1 and 2, the Psalms open up, praise the Lord. It's plural to address the entire congregation. It's talking about praise the Lord, oh my soul. How many know that we are to receive and we are to give blessings and praise to the Lord? The Psalms open up to give God reverence, to thank him even for the trials and tribulations that he has encountered. It says, praise God, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praise. We are to give God reverence. Every morning when we get up, he is to receive the blessings. God is to receive our praise. We are to praise him in the good times. We are to praise him in the bad times. Just like we get on Facebook and shout a person out, We need to begin to shout out the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We need to praise God every day. Oh, even through the hard times, even through those instances where we go through troubles, trials, and tribulations. I thank God. Just on this week, there were multiple gas leaks in my home, but I thank God, hallelujah, those leaks did not mean the death of me. I am still here to praise a living God who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Oh, even when the wicked people of this world persecute me, the Apostle Paul gives a similar list in Romans 8 and 35, all tribulations, distress, persecution, famine, peril, sword. Then he adds in Romans 8 and 37, but in all these things, we are overwhelmingly conquerors through him who loves us. Then point two I want to make, that to the Psalms in this particular Psalms, verses 3 and 4, is to give reverence, is to give God praise that's due him. We are to trust him. We are to believe in what he's able to do and the word. Do not trust in princesses, in mortal man in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs. He returns to the earth that every day his thought perish. So in essence, what that means, it means that every day we get older. Oh, if you were 20, and you think about your 20 years, and now you may be in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and maybe even in your 60s, you recognize you can't do what you did in your younger days. That's because earth has a way and time has a way to pull us closer to the grave. We begin to get older and older, and the things that we were able to do when we were younger, we can't do them anymore. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but the connection here is to praise the one whom you trust to help you. If you trust a person in high places to help you and he comes through, you sing his praise. Am I right? It's not wrong to receive credit, to give credit to the official who helps you. Don't get me wrong. But don't rob God of his praise. Don't rob God. And sometimes, a lot of times, we get on TV, like during the COVID-19, and the doctors bring a person through that's so fast to praise the doctors. But you have to give praise to the creator who created the doctor, who created the medicine, who gave wisdom and understanding. That's why we pray. That's why we seek the Lord. That's why we lift up our voices to the King of Kings, so that God can give us illumination and wisdom and direction on how to do certain things. So in essence, we don't know for certain whether or not that there was a historical setting in this Psalms, but the point applies to every time and every place. If we trust influential people for help, we are likely to be disappointed. Even if they come through as we hope, we are then prone to praise them rather than the Lord. If we trust in the Lord, who can direct the hearts of men wherever he chooses, Proverbs 21 and 1, then we will praise the Lord for those in high places. When those in high places show us favor. Verse 3 is a trusting, influential, means trusting influential people is a misplacement, because they are moral and they help. Their help is short-lived. Then in verse 4, it is a case that powerful men you trust one breath away from the grave. So we talked about that. We talked about the fact that we're getting older, and as we get older, then we're not able to do what we used to do. It comes from Genesis 33:19, when God pronounced the curse on Adam that he will return to the ground. Because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It underscores the wickedness of even the strongest man, the weakness. Not wickedness, thank you, Lord. The weakness of even the strongest of men. He may be powerful prince today, but tomorrow he will be a corpse. You may have the king's favor today, but tomorrow others could be in power that dislike you. So any trust in man is displaced rather than trust. Rather than doing that, trust in God and he will bless you. Jeremiah 17 makes this point. It says, first the prophet, Jeremiah 17:5, thus say the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and maketh flesh his strength, and those heart turns away from the Lord. He goes on to compare this person to a brush in the desert. Then 17:7, he gives the contrast. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. He compares him to the trees planted by the waters, which can endure drought. The third point, when you trust in the all-powerful Lord, he will give you support in even the weaknesses that you have. You will praise him forever. So first the psalmist state his case. Mm-hmm. When the Almighty is your help and your hope, you will be blessed. So in essence, we are to praise the Lord. This is a psalm that literally allows us to see the depths of who God is. It allows us to understand that there is a blessing to God. The blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob. And if we go throughout the Bible, we can see that God has blessed those that put their trust in him. We are to give a shout out. We are to give support. The God is able to bless you because he is the almighty creator of heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. The Lord is able to bless you because he is forever faithful. God is our blessing. God is our hope. God will provide because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We've got to understand, even in the midst of the storms that we face, even in the midst of the problems that we are encountering, even as we begin to look at on the eve of Halloween, the eve of holidays, the eve of going into a new year. This is October, and I said the 28th, but really it is the 29th. Thank you, God, for correcting me. October the 29th. We have literally got two more days in the month of October. Oh, and then we've got to get over the most satanic day, and that's October the 31st. We don't celebrate Halloween because that's the day when all witches, all warlocks, and all demonic forces get together to do their holy practices and to celebrate. You know, the enemy tries to imitate everything that God has. So he tries to develop his own gods and entities and demonic forces to overcome what God has created. But I want you to know that he cannot succeed, because God is the creation. God created all things. Not only that, he brought his son. He sent his son back to the earth to redeem mankind. And I want you to know that we have been redeemed. So let's just praise the Lord. There was a song in Sunday school that says, let's just praise the Lord. Father Abraham had many sons. And I don't remember all of the verses, but it talked about, let's just praise the Lord. And we need to praise the Lord. We need to give a shout out to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ah, hallelujah. The Lord is able to, and look at this. The Lord is able to bless you because he delights to sustain the wicked and the weak and the needy. So there are times, times in us when we are not able. There are sicknesses as you go older, as you get older, as you grow older. There are sicknesses that occur. There are things that happen. Life happens. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But God will sustain us. I think about Paul, who had an infirmity, and God told him that is my grace not sufficient for you? Because even in your weakness, God is able to strengthen you. Because, you know, there are times when God just wants us to know who he is. And if we had our own strength and our own abilities, we would go about and praise men rather than God. And God won't share his glory with anybody. He's a jealous God. He said, I am the creator. You need to praise me. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give you a few things why we should praise God. A quick list, and I'm going to be through. First, the Lord executes justice for the oppressed. Mm-hmm. Second, the Lord gives food to the hungry. Mm-hmm. The Lord sets the prisoners free. How many have been in a situation that you didn't know your way out? Mm-hmm. You've been bound up. You've been tied, didn't know. You've been trapped, but God sets you free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Mm-hmm. Not only do he open the eyes of those that are physically blind, but he opens the eyes of those that are spiritually, mentally, and physically blind, mentally and spiritually blind. Oh, you may not see a thing. Oh, but God opens up your eyes to let you see, oh, what he's doing. Oh, fifth, the Lord raises up those who are bowed down. Or those that are cast down, those that are burdened, those that feel like they can't make it, those that feel like nobody loves them, God will lift you up in the name of Jesus. God loves you mightily, and he cares for you. Six, the Lord loves righteousness. He loves it when we walk upright before it. He said he will not withhold any good thing that those that serving him and walking with him. He said, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. You know, we've got to get an attitude of praise. We've got to push in. We've got to praise God in season and out of season. When you get to praising him, when you get to thanking him, you just call on the name of the Lord, and that gets good. It gets good. And when it gets good, you just can't help yourself. God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I magnify and give you the glory. And the secret to all of this is the more you praise him, the more blessings he's going to send down. The Lord protects the strangers. Hallelujah. Those refugees, those persons that's feeling lonely, those that feel like nobody cares for them. God is on your side. Oh, the support of the fatherless and the widows. God gives support to them as well. Oh, God is able to bless you because he thwarts the way of the wicked. Verse 9 and C. Hallelujah. Oh, think it not strange that you are protected. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord, especially those that come against you. Because God said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And the last thing, verse 10 of Psalms that we have been studying and talking about this morning, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited to praise God. And that is, the Lord will reign forever. Praise him. The Lord will reign forever. O Zion, all generations, praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's shout out to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who gives strength, who gives increase, who blesses us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the word on this morning. I thank you for those that are listening on this morning. I pray that something has been said, something has been done, all to strengthen their hearts, to strengthen their minds, God, to give them encouragement, Father God, all for the trials and tribulations that they may be going through. I bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. As we touch and agree for healing in the name of Jesus, I say, be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Child, be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Be thou strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be thou delivered in the name of Jesus. Be thou cast out, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I declare the salvation of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the blessings that God has instructed on this morning. Oh, Father God, if there be anyone that will listen to this lesson that may not know the Lord in the pardon of their sins, I pray that they will confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior in the name of Jesus and repent of their sins. And repent means to ask for forgiveness of their sins right now in the name of Jesus. God, and lead them to a Bible church, in biblical-based church, God, that they may be strengthened. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I would leave the announcements for the last, hallelujah, time. So I want to make these announcements. Please keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. We're still undergoing some changes with the loss of our board member. We need to fill that position. Please consider giving a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, and you can donate that by sending a check to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois. Make the checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. Thank you. For those of you that have supported this ministry in 2020, you have been a vast support. You have been a blessing to this ministry, and I pray that we have been a blessing to you. We would like to continue to maintain this ministry. Certainly, this month alone has been a financially challenging. Let me just say, it's been financially challenging for the ministry. So please consider giving a donation to continue to support this ministry. We thank you. Again, we are on every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Be prayerful. Be prayerful on October the 31st. Continue to pray. There's a prayer going. There are those ministries that will be praying from, I think, 6 to 6:30. There may be some other ministries that you know of that may be praying during this holiday, doing this, and it's considered a holiday, doing this Halloween. So please be watchful. Be prayerful. Monday is Halloween, and Satan is on the rampage. Continue to pray for our neighborhoods. And you know, people may say the saints and the church is all that. Understand, people, and I may do a series in 2023, I don't know. But we are living in the last days. I know we've been talking about that and saying that forever and a day. But as you see the increasing events that are happening, that are occurring, you see the devastation, you see wars that are taking place, you see the mass poverty that's taking place, you see the floods, you see the earthquakes, you see the global warming. All of that is pointing to a time where the church will not be here. It could be worse, and it will be worse when the church is no longer here. And me, I am working to make sure I get caught up in that first highway going to heaven, because Christ is on his way back. And certainly we need to continue to pray for those, pray for our loved ones, pray for their salvation, because if they die in their sins, there's no hope. I'm going to say that again, and I'm glad it's going to be on record. So whomever will listen to this tape again, we hear it. If they die in their sins, they're lost. is a second death coming. You know, we think, I said that the Adam was made from the earth and the earth, this body is going back to, and that is true. We are going back to the earth. We are going back to the death. We're going back to the ground. I got a funeral to go to today. Praise God, of a soldier is going on home. But the issue here is when the saints go home, we celebrate their life. We celebrate what they have done in the Lord. But when sinners go home, or when sinners die, they die. Saints go to sleep. We are to pray for our loved ones that they are not lost. Saints, let us be vigilant. Pray. Let us seek to pray for our loved ones. And if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, there's a song that says, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Be blessed. I will see you in November. November is Thanksgiving. We have lost a lot of our loved ones. Let's continue to pray. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for my co-host. Continue to pray for everyone that has lost a loved one. Even though we don't grieve as the world, we still cry. We still hurt. And we still miss our loved one that's no longer here. God bless. Bye-bye.